We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Right now, we're pleased to be joined by someone who's been synonymous with high school football in the state of Minnesota for a long, long time. The longtime coach at Blaine and Minnetonka, Dave Nelson, joining us on the line. And Dave, pleasure to visit with you. And I'll start by congrats on the retirement.
Well, thank you very much. It was a hard decision, but it thought about it for a long time. And I just think the coaches kind of feel it when it's time. And that time came for me.
Yeah, it was a tough 2019 season for Minnetonka. Did that weigh at all into the decision, Dave, that maybe it was time to step away?
You know, I don't think so. I actually enjoyed it. It sounds kind of weird, but we had great kids and just had some tough luck and a lot of close games. Even going back to last year, I thought maybe that it was time. And I don't think so. I just think it was the right time for me.
When did you start thinking about it? Because you've been around the game of football. Your dad, the legendary Stan Nelson, so long at Anoka, growing up around the game. Your brother Steve went on to play in the NFL. I mean, you've been a football coach. I mean, that's been a big part of your life. That had to be tough, Dave.
Yeah, 42 years. It was a decision, too, with, I made it with my wife, and we just kind of both felt it was the right time. But, I guess over the last couple of years, the lows have been lower than the highs have been highs. That was part of it. And, I've done it for 42 years, kind of just felt it was, my time to step away.
Dave Nelson joining us, a longtime football coach at Blaine and Minnetonka. And Jim Paulson of the Star Tribune did a nice story on your retirement. I didn't realize 18 years at Blaine, 18 years at Minnetonka. How about that?
Yep, pretty symmetrical. And the first year was 0-9 at Blaine, and the last year was 0-9 at Minnetonka. So just kind of funny how that all worked out. But yeah, it goes so fast. I still remember the first day running on the field of Blaine, with not really understanding much about coaching, but excited to do it, and it really goes fast.
Yeah, and I suppose getting that head coaching gig at Blaine, arch rivals of the Anoka Tornadoes, you're an Anoka guy, and I suppose that took a bit of an adjustment, Dave.
Yeah, and then our dad retired and came over to help us for a few years, which added to that rivalry. But those are great memories. Blaine was just—it was really fun because the school was young. It had only been—I think it opened a couple of years before I got there, so everything was a bunch of firsts. Every time you did something, it was kind of the first time for that program, which is special. But great rivalries, and obviously we had those in Minnetonka too, and that's what makes the game of football so special.
Yeah, and Dave, I'm sure it goes without saying your dad Stan had a huge influence on wanting to become a coach and how you coach the game.
Growing up, I would just watch him, and he's really a humble guy, but I would watch the influence that I saw that he had on others and the community, and it was something that I wanted to try. And we laugh now because when I told him I wanted to be a coach, he tried to talk me out of it. He said, do anything but that. And he really wanted me to think about going to dental school, and I don't know where he got that from, but no offense to dentists, but I just really wanted to be a coach. And right out of college, I got a job at Blaine, volunteer assistant, a dry bread teacher, making $10,000 a year. Thought I hit a home run, but it was really a great place to start.
And Dave, over the years, a lot of great teams and a lot of great players, and had an impact on so many. I'm sure the stories, the players, the men you had an opportunity to coach with, you could go on and on. But are there teams that stand out for you, either at Blaine or Minnetonka, that really are memorable?
Well, you know, we were lucky enough to be associated with two state champions, and you know, I think those are special teams, obviously. The one in Minnetonka, our son Jesse was the quarterback, which was really special. But, you know, they're all special in their own way. And those kids, every year you get a new batch of hopes and dreams, and they all aspire for greatness, and they're all special in their own way. But I think, you know, whenever you can win a state champion, you know, those are special years too.
Dave Nelson joining us. Once again, longtime coach at Blaine in Minnetonka, decided to retire. You know, Dave, when you think about, you know, the teams that win state titles, and on the flip side, I'm sure there's ones that stand out, you know, the overachievers, the heartbreaking losses. I'm sure when you reflect, you think about that too.
Yeah, there's some plays that are still etched in your mind, and some finishes that, you know, you wish you could try again. But there's games that, you know, you just, for some reason, they stick with you a long time. You know, how close that, you know, you were to you know, having another magical season. And I guess that's what makes the game of football so great, you know, all those great plays and great players that you've been able to be, you know, coaching all those years. But a lot of great memories.
And I'm sure some of the rivalries, some of the coaches over the years you've gone head-to-head with, whether it's in the Lake Conference and your time up at Blaine, I'm sure that's as much of it, the game planning and kind of that chess match as you get ready for a rivalry or a big opponent.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I've had obviously the opportunity to go against all the great coaches in high school football. I think back to the days of our great Stillwater games with George Thole and with the Eden Prairie games. You know, we've met them three times in the state championship. You know, just Coach Grant's a great coach. And, yeah, you preparing for those games are special because you really, you know what has to be done. It's just a matter, you don't know if you can get it done. But, yeah, great, just great colleagues, great coaches, and, you know, being a large metro school, you just get to form a lot of great rivalries, which is really special.
Kevin Lynch was in the studio with me for the entire hour. He wanted me to ask you about player Jeff Wirtz. I'm sure there's a lot of memorable players over the years.
Yeah, Jeff Wirtz was a great athlete, a great basketball player. And we got him to come out for tight end. He's just a great receiver. He's our punter. And, yeah, we rode his talent for a couple of years. He just made big play after big play and just a really special athlete.
And I suppose over the years you've had an impact on a lot of guys that played at the next level. And I'm sure there was a special satisfaction in seeing someone go on to ultimately play at the next level, playing college, and I'm sure following your footsteps in coach. I'm sure there's some of those out there as well.
Yeah, you know, there's six on our staff right now that played football either at Blaine or Minnetonka that are coaching on our staff this year, which is really special. And just to let you know, Mark Ockerkirk is down at Owatonna, the defensive coordinator, and Scott Palmer at St. Michael Elbertville. And you know, I don't want to start naming them all because I'm going to forget some.
Sure.
But, you know, there's some coaches at Blaine that played football for us there, Steve Guider. And that's really special when you see these players that you coach go into the profession because it's a really neat deal.
Dave Nelson joining us, longtime coach at Blaine in Minnetonka, has decided to retire. And Dave, the game, high school sports, has changed from the time you started at Blaine. There's so much that's changed for young people and for coaches as well. And I'm sure that probably stands out as you reflect.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, I just, you know, nowadays with the summer the way it is, you know, you're up at school, or I am in here. I was last, you know, the last several summers, you know, every day, weight room Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then you get 13 practices. So you really got to do that because the teams you're playing are doing that. And, you know, I remember when we first started, we would each take 1 week in the weight room, and that was it for the summer. Then we'd go golfing and fishing and do all those types of things, and then we'd all get going on the first day of football. But it's much different now with technology and all the video that you can watch, and it just seems like there's a lot more pressure nowadays on the players to you know, reach that next level, and there's a fine line between winning and losing every Friday night. Big difference from when we first started, no doubt about that.
And I suppose there's also a challenge, and things have changed a lot, where whether it was boys or girls play three sports, maybe football in the fall, another sport in the winter, another in the spring. There seems to be more and more specialization. What do you think about that, Dave? Is it a good thing? Would you rather see these kids play more sports and be more well-rounded?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that probably affected my decision more than anything was the past decade, for sure. You know, there's so many choices that athletes have now. You know, when I first started coaching, lacrosse wasn't a sport. Now we have players that have to decide, do they want to play fall lacrosse or play football? Fall baseball is huge. And, you know, we wouldn't have thought of playing fall baseball years ago. You know, fall was the time for football and soccer and tennis, and that was it. And so basketball's a year-round deal. Hockey's a year-round deal. And, you know, football is a tough game to play. You know, it's physical. You're giving up a lot of your summer. You start a couple weeks before school starts. You know, it's an unbelievable game. It's a great game, but it's a game that I think that is hard to play. And a lot of these athletes, you know, they look at their options. And, they, you know, especially a school like Minnetonka, a large school, a lot of competition in all sports, and they make those decisions to give up, you know, playing football, which is really hard, because I think it's going to make you a better athlete. It's going to make you tougher, a better competitor, teaches you leverage, teaches you angles, teaches you how to compete. You know, there's, you know, my speech to all these players was that, you know, football is the best thing you can do if you want to be a good basketball player or a good baseball player. But, you know, it's a tough deal. There's so many choices nowadays. It's hard to, you know, to be a multi-sport athlete. You have to really be committed and budget your time. And, you know, so that was part of my deal, too. That just kind of got old for me, you know, always trying to get these kids to come out. And, you know, you see great athletes walking in the hallway, but they're not playing. That's a tough deal.
Dave, do you have a few more minutes?
You bet.
All right, Dave Nelson, longtime Blaine and Minnetonka football coach, has called it a career. He's good enough to join us here on the Sports Saturday at CCO. We'll come back, and we'll ask Dave about what's next. What is he planning going forward? We'll get into that in a moment here on the CCO. 426 here at CCO. We'll get a scoreboard update here in a little bit. FCS quarterfinals, North Dakota State wins, D2 playoffs, Minnesota State a winner, D3 playoffs, St. John's at UW-Whitewater, and we'll check the scoreboard there. Whitewater led at 22-21 at the half. Of course, the winner on to the Stag Bowl in Division III right now. We're pleased to be joined by longtime Blaine and Minnetonka football coach Dave Nelson, who decided to call it a career and retire. Dave, thanks again for the time today. I go back to when you decided to leave Blaine and Minnetonka. How tough was that decision? Because it really was a big deal in high school football. I remember it well. I hadn't been here at CCO all that long, but it was like, wow, Dave's moving to Minnetonka.
Yeah, that was a really hard decision. I loved Blaine, and I still have such great memories of my time there. But I had been there 24 years, and I guess it was a time in my life when I had an opportunity to try something different and stay in the game of football. And Minnetonka at the time was very just an appealing move for us, and it was a tough deal. I know it took me a couple of years to quit, thinking about that, because I really missed playing, and I just got great friends there and great memories. But, coaching's coaching, football's football, and I think kids are kids, and it was a tough move, but in the long run, it was a good move for our family. Our daughter Sarah teaches fourth grade in the district. Our son Jesse teaches in the middle school, Fayette, and our son-in-law is a dean of students at the high school. And my wife just loves it down here. And Jesse met his wife. They graduated Minnetonka together. So I guess the blessings, are long. And but it was a hard decision.
And Dave, I know in the article Jim Paulson did, you talked about the next chapter and what you plan to do. And I know you're a UMD guy. You hope to get back to Duluth and catch some football and travel a little bit.
Yeah, we love to travel, and I always felt guilty if I missed much in the summer, so we didn't do much. In June or July and August, obviously, is out, and the fall is out, and but my wife and I are looking forward to doing a few of trips. She really wants to go to Ireland. It's been on her bucket list for years, and we'd like to try to do that. And I still am employed at Minnetonka with some facilities. I run the Tonka Dome, and I really enjoy that. I hope to be involved with Minnetonka football in some way down the road. Might take a year off, not sure. And I still love to coach, so I think that would be really fun. Got 10 grandkids, they're all skippers. They all live within 5 minutes of us, so that's a daily deal too, and really like that. So, tackle cancer has been just a big part of the last 8 years. It's been really fulfilling for me, and to lead that initiative for Randy Shaver's Foundation. And I really am involved in our coaches association. I'm on the leadership board, and really appreciate all the guys that I've been able to get to know through that. And I really enjoy working for our association. So there'll be a lot of things to do, and I'm excited for the future.
And Dave, a great career as a head coach. Time as an assistant coach, your dad was a head coach. These are challenging times for coaches in all sports at the youth and high school level, and the parental involvement in helping coaches manage that, because that's something that's changed a great deal over the years.
Yeah, it has. I remember when I first started coaching, we didn't know any parents, and they really had no way to get a hold of you, and you just kind of see them at the banquet and try to figure out whose parents were who based on how they kind of, right, if they look like their son or not, And now it's different, and there's a lot of great, great things that can come from that, but you're just so easily accessible now with email and cell phones and everything else. It's different than when we first started. There's no doubt about that.
And I suppose helping young coaches manage that part of it is maybe something you can give back, and how you do it, because it isn't easy. And I bump into a lot of coaches, and I know that part of it, kind of the PR side of the job, that's changed a ton now here in 2019.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that's got to get managed, because it's especially in football, because it's such a great spectator sport where everybody is kind of an expert, and that's what makes the game great. You can, every snap, you can decide as a fan if they should run or pass, or who to give it to, or should you go for it or punt, and all those things just makes it such a great game. But it also can put a lot of pressure on coaches, especially young ones, and you just got to be confident and stick to your guns, and and understand that that's part of the game.
Well, Dave, once again, I appreciate the time today. Congrats on a great career, and hopefully we can visit again soon.
Well, I hope so, and I appreciate you and all you do for high school football. And, you know, it's always always been great to work with you.
Well, thanks again. There he is, Dave Nelson, longtime head football coach at Blaine and Minnetonka, calling it a career, but it sounds like he's going to stay very involved with the game. Good for him. One of the great guys you'll ever run into associated with high school sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.